Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come now in this moment and shine the light of the star upon us so that we might be led to Bethlehem once again and see the Father's only begotten Son. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me our journey was as odd as the heavens' movements. We had seen the celestial body dance its way across the night sky. What was this power, this spirit refusing epicycle and predictable pattern? We scoured the sacred texts before the flickering altars of Ahura Mazda. Might the prophet Zoroaster have offered a word on this? Might this be the Saoshiant, the one that all Persian magi have waited for, the one who will make evil disappear? We hoped it so, but the star defied our expectations and our Persian scriptures. And then by chance, a tablet in the copy house, a worn stone cracked with at least 7 centuries age. The carved language was primitive, archaic, the frothed ecstasy of a seer birthed near the Mediterranean coast. Bilam Bar Beor, Balaam, son of Beor. We puzzled over the wide-eyed one's dream words. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not nigh. A star shall come forth out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. The correspondence was hardly exact. And yet, every night as the star traced its path westward, a wisdom beyond ken called to us from beyond its blaze. It was a spirit, no doubt, a geist of heavenly fire from the divine council, a messenger, an angelos, as the barbaric Greeks refer to them. The messenger star tantalized. It pulled us. It beckoned and teased across the heavens, undoing our charts and our calculations. It laughed at our astrology. Come and see him born King of the Jews. Come and worship. We mounted our camels in frenzy. Our obsession was not lost on our fellow priests. May Ahura Mazda, the wise Lord, grant you what you seek. But was it Ahura Mazda who called from beyond the star? Something deeper, someone deeper, sang beyond the music of the spheres. A magic older than ours played at the edges of the celestial body. Months in the saddle, bribes for highwaymen, tolls for empires. Out of Persia, over the fertile crescent, we rode. Still, our holy guide beckoned westward. Westward into Judea's broken land with its petty Idumean king. Where is he born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. Strange looks at our custom dress, our refined speech. More of words in that primitive archaic tongue, babbled out by their priests. Bethlehem, Yehuda, Bethlehem of Judea. And so south we traveled as the sky darkened again, and the angel's body fell before us like a shooting star. It plummeted to hover, to bow low over a crude hut on the village outskirts. Again, that hushed angelic laughter. Come and see him born King of the Jews. Come and worship. And we did. We beheld the magic beyond all knowledge, the wisdom of God in that plump round face and waving milk-fat arms, with all of the cosmos, with the stars, wandering planets, with the angels themselves, we bowed low. We worshiped. We gave thanks. For God has come down, and we are saved. Sisters and brothers, each of our journeys to Bethlehem are strange Gentile paths. God has brought us here on angel's wing and odd prayer. He has used the unexpected to bring us to Jesus. What star did God put in your life? The star that brought you to the wisdom of God in the flesh? What angel winged its way through your astrological calculations? Maybe you were born in the church. You grew up with the name of Jesus. And yet, as a sinner, you made it into a pagan temple, a fortress for your own fantasies of control and safety. But then the angelic comment from your mother, the picture of Jesus above the mantle, the way your grandfather's knees popped as he kneeled for communion, the star tantalizing you, beckoning you. Come and see him born King of the Jews. Come and worship. Maybe your Gentile path was or is a crooked road through self-made troubles, false altars to your own appetites. And yet, a celestial body tugging, pulling at the edges of your consciousness. The coincidences that pile up, the random meeting with old friends at the bar, the wandering planet of conversation, some deep magic from beyond defying your control, an angel star. Come and see him born King of the Jews. Come and worship. Ponder this truth this evening. God has led you here, angel guided. For we often host angels unaware. He has brought you on strange paths so that you might behold the magic beyond all knowledge, the wisdom of God in that plump round face, those waving milk-fat arms. And so now, with all of the cosmos, with the stars and wandering planets, with the angels themselves, bow low, worship, give thanks, for God has come down, and you are saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.